From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Director of Information Management Services, Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract amendment with the Joxel Group for information technology support of the community mental health care application for the Department of Health and Human Services Behavioral Health Division. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Good morning.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, before you is a report related to a contract extension with the Joxel Group, who is managing our electronic medical record implementation. We have been very happy with the performance of the Joxel Group up to this point, and included in the report is a phased approach description of how we are going about implementing our electronic medical record system for the division. You can see based on the report that we're currently in the phase three implementation phase of the electronic medical record system. We went live on our acute inpatient service about a month or so ago, and we are progressing nicely at this point, and we are again very, very happy with the outcomes up to this point.
Hi, Laurie Pinella with IMSD. I have no comment, but Jim did a great job. In summary, we're just asking for approval to move forward.
Okay. Move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval. Supervisor Mayo.
Can I hear from you? Can you tell me about the overall? See, Mr. Feldman, no. Are there any overruns? Are we on target? How do you feel that phase two? Because you've been with us from day one.
Yep.
So have you interfaced with everybody? And we just give me a little bit. Only one I have circled was number 19, so come on, work with
me. Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, thank you, sir. We have, as Mr. Kubitschek indicated, we went live with inpatient in October, and we have prior to that gone live with the crisis business in 2012. So what we have done is we have actually learned through the process. And we have taken a very iterative approach. So iterative approach allows us to go live quickly, but to learn from every live instance. So we are learning and we are improving our process. So we initially start with improving the system, and then we improve the process. And whatever we have learned with the crisis implementations was applied into the inpatient implementation. And the implementation for the inpatient, which is our hospitals, actually went very well. And it's largely because of the staff, the leadership, but it's also in the lessons we learned to make sure that we adequately took care of training issues, anything that we felt were challenges in the previous implementation, we kind of applied that. We are in a very interesting situation right now with phase three, where we are trying to leverage this for our community-based services, which, as you all know, is very important for us as we move forward. It also gives us an opportunity to step back a little bit and say, how should this be leveraged, not just for the current implementation, but also for future growth within the business? So I'm personally very excited in taking this over, because it's going to be our future and how we provide a more comprehensive patient care for our patient population. So from that standpoint, it's pretty exciting. We have we're using the software which we actually purchased for this specific reason, for the community-based services. So it's got the capability of leveraging it effectively in the environment, and that's what we are undertaking right now.
Okay, Ms. Papel, excuse me. Are we on budget or under budget?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, we are right on target. What this project is appropriated in BHD's 2014 operating budget. We're also, if you recall, there's a program called CMHC that the Behavioral Health Division that is their old system that provided an administration and billing. We are down to, we used to pay $2.4 million per year for this tool. We're now down to $317,000. So that those monies are paying for the implementation of this new system. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments or questions? We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Madam Clerk. Oh, Supervisor Schmidt.
To break the string,
you're being so quiet. Supervisor Schmidt, please.
My brother over there.
Mm-hmm. You guys are always getting confused for each other.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Easy.
All right. Do you have something?
No, he was saying that he motioned for approval.
Oh, you motioned for approval. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Supervisor Schmidt, motion for approval. If there's no further comments or question on the item before us, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.